DeepEnglish.com.
Everyone loves an underdog. Active speaking, part C. Kulpana saved her money and eventually was ready to start her own business. Did she spend her money? No, she didn't spend her money. She saved her money. What was she eventually ready to do? She eventually was ready to start her own business. Together with some other poor but ambitious women, she got a business loan from the government. What did she get from the government? She got a business loan from the government. Did she do it alone? No, she didn't do it alone. She did it together with some other poor but ambitious women. They opened a furniture business and it thrived. Kulpana started to make a name for herself as a savvy businesswoman. What kind of business did they open? They opened a furniture business. Did it fail? No, it didn't fail. It thrived. Who started to make a name for herself as a savvy businesswoman? Kulpana started to make a name for herself as a savvy businesswoman. Kulpana next invested her money into real estate and development. Did she invest her money into real estate and development? Yes, she invested her money into real estate and development. Her first land deal almost cost her her life. What almost cost her her life? Her first land deal almost cost her her life. Some criminals who had their eye on the same land she was buying put out a contract on her life. Who else had their eye on the same land she was buying? Some criminals had their eye on the same land she was buying. Did the criminals sign a contract with Kulpana? No, the criminals didn't sign a contract with Kulpana. The criminals put out a contract on her life. Kulpana survived the threats and said it was just one of three times that criminals have put out contracts on her. Was it the only time criminals put out a contract on her? No, it wasn't the only time the criminals put out a contract on her. It was just one of three times that criminals have put out contracts on her. She now owns a revolver to protect herself. She says, "I've seen death up close, so it's not like I'm afraid of losing my life." What does she own to protect herself? She owns a revolver to protect herself. What does she say she's not afraid of losing? She says she's not afraid of losing her life. My attitude is, while I've got life, I have to live it to the fullest. Does she say she has to live life to the fullest? Yes, she says she has to live life to the fullest. Kulpana moved from real estate to investing in a sugar company, and finally, her most audacious deal, buying Kulpani tubes. Did she move from real estate to investing in a sugar company? Yes, she moved from real estate to investing in a sugar company. What was her most audacious deal? Her most audacious deal was buying Kulpani tubes. It was a company with $24 million of debt and mired in lawsuits. How much debt did it have? It had $24 million of debt. What was it mired in? It was mired in lawsuits. She said, only a mad person would sink 116 billion rupees in a company with no profit in sight, and that person is me. Did she call herself a mad person? Yes, she called herself a mad person. How many rupees did she sink into the company? She sank 116 billion rupees into the company. Kulpana's Midas touch turned the company around, and it's now worth over $100 million. Who has the Midas touch? Kulpana has the Midas touch. What did she turn around? She turned around the company. How much is it worth now? It's now worth over $100 million. Kulpana isn't in it just for herself. She takes pride in giving back to her community. Is Kulpana in it just for herself? No, Kulpana isn't in it just for herself. What does she take pride in? She takes pride in giving back to her community. She has returned to her village and set up schools and given jobs to abused women. Where is she returned to? She has returned to her village. What has she done in her village? She has set up schools and given jobs to abused women in her village. And she has created an NGO teaching poor people how to get business loans. What does her NGO teach people to do? Her NGO teaches poor people how to get business loans. She says, Ivy League degrees and fancy MBAs are not what make an entrepreneur. Grit, perseverance, and a superhuman ability to have faith in yourself does. Does she think fancy MBAs make you an entrepreneur? No, she doesn't think that fancy MBAs make you an entrepreneur. Does she think grit and perseverance make you an entrepreneur? Yes, she thinks grit and perseverance make you an entrepreneur. Kulpana Saroj's life is a classic underdog story that happens to be true. Is it a true story? Yes, it's a true story. People love underdogs in all walks of life, whether it's politics, business, art, or sports. We want to see the little guy succeed. Do people love underdogs in all walks of life? Yes, people love underdogs in all walks of life. Who do we want to see succeed? We want to see the little guy succeed.